Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element F. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. There's electricity in the air as fans speculate about the casting of Rosalina in the upcoming Super Mario Galaxy movie, a project that's using all the star power Nintendo can muster. Returning voices from previous Mario film installments add a sense of continuity and excitement that's almost palpable in gaming communities worldwide. The ongoing engagement with Mario movies highlights how nostalgia, when combined with new storytelling, keeps franchises thriving. Speaking of innovation, Dying Light, the Beast just dropped an impressive update, introducing the much-anticipated Beast Grappling Hook. This new tool lets players soar across rooftops, escape danger, and invent creative combat maneuvers that weren't possible in earlier versions. For new players, developers recommend focusing on resource scavenging and mastering the dynamic combat system to get the most out of your in-game journeys. A launch trailer released on September 18th flaunted these possibilities, revealing fresh storylines and formidable enemies and stirring up community discussion. Longtime RPG fans, meanwhile, can relive the magic of Cyrodiil. The newly remastered edition of Oblivion is this week's Fanatical Star deal. At a 33% discount, Oblivion Remastered keeps the soul of the original intact, while modernizing visuals and gameplay, attracting both nostalgic veterans and newcomers. Reviews have been glowing, cementing its status as a must-have for anyone who craves the depth and wonder that defined early open-world adventures. Shifting to platformers, Donkey Kong Bonanza is igniting joy for longtime Nintendo fans. Thanks to its producer's blend of retro charm and slick modern mechanics, a recent IGN review awarded a perfect 10 out of 10. With critics praising its inventive level design, tightly tuned gameplay, and a dazzling soundtrack. No wonder it's already a headline title for the Nintendo Switch 2, promising hours of excitement and fierce multiplayer battles. In the world of indie delight, Team Reptile announced Hyperfunk, set in a vibrant, funk-infused future where tricks and transport define the streets. With skateboards, jet boots, and neon-lit subway routes, Hyperfunk promises fast-paced action, unique character abilities, and a thumping soundtrack fans are already anticipating. Not to be outdone, Supersonic Racing Cross Worlds mixes the thrill of high-speed competition with the charm of character crossovers. Picture Sonic burning up the track alongside icons from other universes. This title is revamping racing and inviting players to build dream team rosters. While the gaming scene brims with fresh concepts and crossovers, Blizzard Entertainment faces its toughest trial in years, grappling with legal turbulence and falling player trust. Public concerns about the company's creative direction have grown, prompting leadership to emphasize transparency, player-driven innovation, and rebuilding the core community. On a brighter note, Sonic the Hedgehog is spinning back into relevance, blending classic levels with up-to-date mechanics and storylines. By balancing nostalgia with new ideas, the franchise is landing perfectly for both longtime fans and a fresh generation of young gamers. Another game shaking up its formula is EA Sports FC 26, where platform differences in graphics quality have sparked both debate and appreciation. Innovative goal celebrations and immersive crowd effects add layers of strategy and fun, especially for fans of iconic teams like Manchester City and FC Barcelona. These upgrades make each match feel as exciting as a real-world showdown, and the game's evolving playstyle invites creative tactics every time you step onto the pitch. Let's talk about Gen Alpha, a group forging new trends in gaming across the board. Recent studies show that kids are embracing both the deep complexity of modern PC games and the casual fun of platforms like Roblox. This dual engagement gives developers a powerful signal. Create titles that are both intricate and approachable, and you'll win a loyal audience for the next decade. At the same time, big names like Nvidia and Nintendo are doubling down on community engagement, launching major giveaways, and lighthearted personality quizzes to get players involved. These initiatives aren't just for marketing. They're real efforts to listen to fans, foster belonging, and make gaming a shared celebration. Industry leaders are emphasizing the importance of depth in narratives, with titles like Nier Automata proving that emotionally rich stories can resonate strongly with audiences. According to the creative team, developing complex, relatable characters is more essential than ever for player retention and immersion. This trend is also evident as major anime franchises adapt their narratives for cinema, notably with Demon Slayer: Infinity Castle. Producers are discovering that while dazzling visuals are important, audiences still crave coherent storytelling and emotional arcs. Accessibility is becoming a bigger topic too, with a growing conversation around game difficulty and design. As veteran gamers age, some are finding modern games significantly harder, prompting calls for more inclusive difficulty settings and adaptive designs. In response, studios are experimenting with customizable challenges so that everyone, regardless of experience level, can have fun and grow their skills. One of the most hotly debated shifts is happening in World of Tanks 2.0, where developers are steering the game toward faster action and streamlined features to welcome newcomers. While new players appreciate the clarity, longtime fans are voicing concerns about losing touch with the competitive integrity and complexity that kept them invested for years. As always, balancing accessibility and depth remains a delicate act. The market for quirky, imaginative games is booming, thanks to launches like Henry Halfhead and Toa, and the Guardians of the Sacred Tree. These titles fuse open-ended sandbox play with gripping action-adventure elements, drawing players who crave both creativity and plot-driven progress. One standout moment this week is the collaboration between Rune Factory, Guardians of Azuma, and Story of Seasons, Grand Bazaar. This crossover offers a free DLC expansion, letting fans of both franchises benefit from unique mechanics, compelling storylines, and shared in-game events. It's a prime example of how smart partnerships can breathe new life into established series and open up new gameplay directions. For aspiring streamers, the Genki Shadowcast 2 capture card is making waves due to its plug-and-play setup and appealing price point. While it's not positioned for high-end esports pros, casual streamers are praising its ease and efficient performance for building an audience. Meanwhile, Kirby fans have a new adventure to explore. The Star-Crossed World DLC expands the lore, introducing mysterious ancient civilizations and epic co-op quests. The DLC has been widely embraced for its fresh take on puzzles, new allies, and delightfully weird boss encounters. On the event circuit, live stream promotions are bigger than ever. Ninja's PC giveaway with Power GPU drew record viewership, proving the power of real-time community events. Live streams now regularly feature behind-the-scenes development chats, unboxing sessions, and interactive Q&A, keeping audiences engaged in ways no static trailer could match. But not all news is cheerful. Microsoft is upping the price of the Xbox Series X and S consoles starting October 3rd. The hike comes as a shock to many, compounding concerns about console affordability and access for families. Companies across the industry are watching closely to see how this shift will affect the competitive landscape, especially against rivals like Sony and Nintendo. Among the most anticipated shooters this year is Jump Space, a cooperative FPS putting community feedback front and center for all post-launch content updates. Developers are making good on their promise to involve players in the evolution of maps, game modes, and balancing patches. Indie titles remain a fertile ground for innovation, but there's concern about recent communication lapses on major platforms. Planet Centauri, for example, saw its Steam page marred by critical oversights, demonstrating how essential clear information and dev transparency are for indie success. Katamari is back in rolling out surprises. The new installment introduces a playable young king and adds a competitive multiplayer mode sure to spark rivalry among friends. Expanded gameplay mechanics and rich customization options have already made it a Twitch favorite among retro-themed streams. Another franchise intensifying the hype is Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade, primed for launch on both Nintendo Switch 2 and Xbox Series X/S. A new narrative trailer teases story developments and character arcs, sending longtime fans running back to revisit Cloud and the gang on January 22nd, 2026. Looking to the future, Sworn, with its Arthurian legend-inspired design and emphasis on cooperative play, looks set to defy genre conventions when it launches in September 2025. With a cast drawn from myth and innovative group combat, Sworn is positioned for both critical and commercial success. Beyond the gaming screen, tech advancements like Roborock's Kirivo S5V robot vacuum integrate AI and smart navigation for easier home maintenance. In the world of Pokemon, a new Mega Evolution card set and Empoleon's debut in Pokemon Unite are drawing in trading card and MOBA fans alike. Classic RPGs are also enjoying a renaissance on Switch, with adaptations like Trails in the Sky broadening access and introducing a new generation to cherished adventures. In summary, the gaming landscape is a dynamic blend of nostalgia, boundary-pushing technology, and deepening player connections. Developers who listen closely and learn from rapidly changing audience tastes are best positioned to shape tomorrow's entertainment experiences. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.